This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 233, entitled Fluffies as Hateable Criminals. Description. This flyer explains why masculists see fluffies as hateable criminals, as manslavers, as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin to be wiped out. There are 500 million Chinese women who are still fluffies, expecting their husbands to be manslaves. The world has a long way to go before men are freed from manslavery. Fluffies as Hateable Criminals by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. To most people, male or female, who know nothing about masculism, describing the majority of women as hateable criminals seems exaggerated. So this flyer aims to spell out just why masculists see fluffies as hateable and as criminals. I begin with a bit of a story. Each day, as part of my daily routine, I take several books to a local Burger King and eat an ice cream while working, usually annotating my paper library, and then move on to a nearby tea exposition building, 6 stories tall, with tea rooms for the Chinese upper middle class with appropriate ancient Chinese background music. I usually take the elevator to look at the newly opened tea rooms to see their progress. In many of these tea rooms, there will be no customers, only a solitary young woman employee who avoids boredom by looking vapidly at her internet phone. I see daily this handful of young women in their early 20s with their dead-end, lowly paid shit jobs. They look bored, dulled, ambitionless, with low IQ and probably only a high school level education, certainly no university education. No female university graduate would accept such a low paid shit job. Sometimes I think to myself, trying to imagine the life of such women and what their aspirations are. What do they hope their futures will be? These average Janes have no career ambition. They have selected themselves for the shit jobs they have and make no effort to get a better education to improve their job and career prospects. They stare out into space, bored, fingering their cell phones, counting away the hours until they can go home. If I could tap into their minds and ask them, how do you see yourself in 10 years? I guess most of them would answer, married, with a kid or two. Do you hope to have an apartment and a car when you're married? That would be nice. I hope my husband can afford these things. Why do you say that rather than saying, I hope I can afford these things? Such a question would not occur to such a woman. She's been brainwashed all her life that her boring life she lives in her early 20s is just treading water, waiting for some man, some prince, to rescue her from her boring existence, her poor, ambitionless existence, by giving her an apartment, a car, so that she can have 2 kids and profit from the lower middle class lifestyle that he provides her. At this stage, I think, my God, China desperately needs masculism so that men can be freed from manslavery, from the gender role expectations of Chinese fluffies, of which this woman is a classic example. This woman is ambitionless, just waiting to have her 2 kids and have the apartment she raises them in, paid for by the efforts of some man, who has been brainwashed all his young life that is his role in life, to be a manslave to a female so that she can raise her 2 kids on his labour, his money. Admittedly, in China, a man is much better off than in Western countries because China has no organised feminism. Chinese divorce courts have not been taken over by hated Western feminazis, but are run by CCP, that's Chinese Communist Party, laws created mostly by men. Since the large majority of the lawmaking CCP members are male. In China, if there's a divorce and the mother of the kids is a real fluffy with a low salary, much less than the divorcing husband's, then custody of the kids usually goes to the husband because he has the money to pay for their upkeep. Also, if a Chinese man owned something before the marriage, he gets to keep it after the divorce, which is often not the case in Western countries, so that Western fluffies are given the right to steal their ex-husband's possessions that he had before the marriage. Despite Chinese men having it better than Western men in the divorce court, Chinese men are still wage slaves to Chinese women. There's no maskless nor MGTOW movements in China because there is no social movement of any kind in China. The brutally repressive Chinese government does not allow any private organization because it fears such organizations as threats to the CCP's monopoly power. With no men's movement in China, Chinese men who don't have a VPN, virtual private network, to get round the CCP's censorship of Western internet sites, and don't have a good understanding of verbal English, are locked into their provincial Chinese intellectual world, so are not open to the flood of ideas that are to be found on the Western internet, and hence are not influenced by them. As a result, these benighted, provincially minded Chinese men remain stuck in their traditional gender roles as manslaves to fluffy females, working for them, paying for them, but at least they get to keep their kids, unlike in the West, where divorcing fathers have a 1 in 4 chance of losing their kids to their fluffy ex-wives. But the Chinese man is still a manslave. He will marry a fluffy wife who is ambitionless, poorly educated, because she expects to be taken care of by some man who will be ambitious and can give her an apartment and a car. That is the dream of hundreds of millions of young Chinese women. They almost demand it. There are many young women on Chinese TV who lay out their criteria for marriage with a suitable man. He must be hardworking, ambitious, with a salary that can afford him to buy an apartment and a car, so that he can afford to keep a woman in his apartment so that she can have her 2 kids paid for by him. There's usually no mention of what the man expects of her. In China, you don't hear the man saying, quote, "She has to be a fip, ambitious, so that she doesn't parasite off my money. I expect her to pull her weight financially, so that if there's a divorce, we get joint custody of the kids, and that the divorce won't cost me anything, because my ex-wife is a fip who has her own job and money." The above situation in today's China, where the women impose manslavery on men with no corresponding conditions on women, reminds me of a similar injustice I experienced with my own parents. I'm now 70 as I write this, in 2017. So when I was growing up in the Melbourne suburbs in the 50s and 60s, middle-class women were housewives. My mother was a particularly ambitious, hypergamous woman who was not particularly bright, unlike my much brighter father, whose family name, Dugaris, was a big name in Australia, getting regularly in the media due to the constant publicity generated by my great uncle, C.J. Dugaris, a prominent businessman in his day. When he suicided in the Depression, there were large headlines in the newspapers, "C.J. dead." Everyone knew who C.J. was. My ambitious, hypergamous mother latched on to my father, largely due to his family name. It was a marriage made in hell. I remember being about 10 to 12 years old, listening to my mother berate my father for not being ambitious enough, not driven enough. Her vicarious ambition was not satisfied by the achievement level at the time of my father. In later years, my father, rather a late developer, a trait I inherited too, I think, did achieve a lot more, but by that stage, her inferior intelligence as compared with her husband and 2 of the 3 kids she had was a source of constant frustration and pressure on her. She became a very neurotic woman and led a rather miserable life in her final decades at great emotional cost to my father, who, when she died, rather young for a woman at 68, felt so burned by her that he went fully MGTOW and never had another girlfriend. He preferred his peace of mind, so never risked having another relationship with a female. When I was in my 20s, I remember thinking, why didn't my mother get off her parasitic ass and achieve her own ambitions and have her own talents and limitations tested? She was a total parasite of the money and labor of a man, yet berated him for not being ambitious enough, having many verbally violent fights that I was, as a 12-year-old, overheard frequently, an experience I found very stressful and sickening. The hypocrisy of her situation and values left a bitter taste in my mouth and had a strong influence on the creation of my own gender values, in particular that women need to be fips or they get punished by not getting a man. When I see these fluffy young Chinese women in the Tea Expo building, I have the same feelings of revulsion I had as a kid nearly 60 years ago. Both my mother and these fluffy Chinese females are parasites in my view, expecting a profit to profit from the labor and money of a man, and not bothered to get off their own parasitic bums and pull their own financial weight. In my mother's case, she used to say she would have liked to have been a lawyer. Given her inferior intelligence compared to my father, it would have been a sobering experience for her to discover the hard way that her abilities may not have been as strong as she imagined. The real world can knock the stuffing out of people's grandiose pretensions. If my mother had been a careerist, she may have been a lot nicer to her husband, due to being more familiar with the hard knocks of the real commercial world. She would have been a more sobered, more reasonable, more agreeable person instead of the insufferable bitch that she was, whom her husband, I, and my younger sister all disrespected, both for her shitty personality and her hypogamous, hypocritical stupidity. My mother was just one individual. China has hundreds of millions of women who expect to parasite off the money and labor of men, off man's slaves. China needs to civilize, it needs to democratize, so that the ideas of the West can penetrate the minds of 1 billion Chinese, so that Chinese men can be liberated from man's slavery. As a maskless, man's slavery to me is slavery. Slavery rouses passions. Slavery is a war issue, and the maskless are at war against the fluffies and fluffy feminists, aiming to wipe them out as hated, immoral, manslaving, parasitic vermin. There's a massive task ahead in liberating Chinese men in their 500 million. Most Chinese women are still fluffies. They don't feel the moral pressure to fip up and pull their weight financially. They don't feel the fear of being rejected by men for not being fips, as is more and more the case in Western countries. Chinese women live in the West's past. Most of them still have fluffy expectations of men, expecting them to be manslaves, to work for them, to pay for them to have their 2 kids. These chink fluffy bitches need to have a hot Western maskless poker shoved up their ass, forcing them to fip up or be punished by rotting on the shelf, rejected by Chinese maskless and MGTOW influenced men the same way Western men are. Of course, this won't happen until China democratizes, so Chinese men will continue to be manslaved by Chinese fluffies for probably another decade until China finally has multi-party elections. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channels, de Garis, Maskless, MGTOW, Flyers, and de Garis Essays. Ciao.